Okay. We're passing these out. These are, this is an invitation to the anniversary celebration of Southern Bible Institute. This is going to be on May 2nd. Brother Fred Luter, Pastor Luter, is going to be preaching at DBU. It's a free event, but you have to have tickets. So if you would avail yourself of this, the ushers are going to be passing these out to you. The tickets are right outside on the etagere. The ushers will tell you where they're at. Please take a ticket, go fellowship. You will not regret it. It'll be a good time in the Lord. Amen. So we have that for you. Then also, at the end of this month, on April 29th, Arlington Baptist College is celebrating their 75th, their diamond anniversary, y'all. God has been so good. God has been so good. See, I work construction, and so I would drive literally all over the country doing work, working on restaurants, and we don't realize how blessed we are to have truly conservative, godly, Bible-believing, Bible-teaching schools right here. Right here. And they're affordable and they're available. So please, they're going to have their diamond anniversary on the 29th. Please, come on out, join Arlington Baptist College, and let's have a hallelujah good time with that. Now, I have something I want to tell you about these dots that we've been passing out for you to stick on your jacket and on your shirt and everything. I told one guy, because we're going to round up everybody with the blue dot and take them out back and shoot them. But that was a slight exaggeration. No, what it is, here's what's going on. Part of what the Lord placed on my heart when this whole homiletics conference came about was that people go to fellowships, but they never fellowship with anybody. They drive in the car with a handful of folks. They sit with that same handful of folks. They go eat with that same handful of folks. And they leave with that same handful of folks. Don't nobody. Man, what you do over there? We had a real great fellowship. Who'd you meet? Nobody. Other than the handful of folks that I came with. So here's why we have the dots on. Anybody who's affiliated with Arlington Baptist College has a red dot. Anybody with Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary has a green dot. Anybody with Southern Bible has a blue dot. If they don't have a dot on them at all, they're a member of Good Shepherd Baptist Church. You could talk to them, too. We talk to everybody. But I want you to find somebody who has a different colored dot on than what you do. Skip the name tags. Introduce yourself. Amen? Introduce yourself. You're going to be stuck with him in glory. You might as well get to know him now. So that's part of the purpose of this whole program. It is a fellowship. Sit down, talk with one another, get to know one another, and encourage each other in the Lord. Amen? Okay, so at this time now, it is my great pleasure, as we have our lead-off preacher tonight, it's going to be Brother Marcus Curry from Southern Bible Institute. Y'all welcome Brother Curry.
God bless you.
Now preach the word.
Let's have a word of prayer. Dear gracious and eternal God, we thank you for this day, dear Father. Thank you for the opportunity to stand before your people and proclaim your word. Dear Lord, I ask the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. It's in the blessed name of Jesus we do pray. Amen. Good evening. Giving all praises to our Heavenly Father, to the pastor, and to all these great presidents of these universities, to all the faculty and to my fellow students. Yet it's good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. I'm thankful for the pleasure and the honor to stand on God's word, to proclaim his word. I won't keep you long. If you would stand with me, turn to the 24th number of Psalm. 24th number of Psalm. Verses 1 through 6, I'll be reading in your hearing. I'll be reading from the New American Standard. Psalm 24, verses 1 through 6. The earth is the Lord and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, He has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Verse 6, this is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, even Jacob. I'm going to talk to you for a moment, reasons to celebrate the Creator. Reasons to celebrate the Creator. In this life, we find many things to celebrate. We celebrate a new house. We celebrate a new spouse. We celebrate a new car. We celebrate a new job, even a promotion. We even celebrate going on our favorite vacation, and also there's a celebration of life. But this celebration comes differently, where these people was pilgriming to the holy city of Jerusalem. It was great joy for them because they was carrying the Ark of the Covenant. They didn't start singing when they got to Jerusalem. They started singing while they're en route to Jerusalem. One thing we need to learn in this life that we will have some sunshine, we have some rain, but instead of waiting till we get to the point of praises, let's start praising before we get there. When we look here, we find there are three reasons to celebrate as I pull from the text. The first is God is the owner, which pulled from the first verse that the earth is the Lord. The second one, God is holy, it comes from the third verse, who may ascend unto the hill. And the last one is God is sufficient, which comes from the fifth verse, is who shall he shall receive a blessing from the Lord. Let me tell you about one that he is enduringly strong. He is entirely sincere. He is eternally steadfast. God is the owner. We look at the earth is the Lord. For the Lord to be the owner of the earth, he hath proclaimed himself creator of it. It's not to be shared with no one, but will be publicized that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. When we look at the word beginning, we come with the original blueprint. We come to the inception or the starting point. But anything to be started, there must be a beginning. So therefore, that's why God said in the beginning, he created the heavens and the earth. There's no other owner but God. Some might say, I am the owner of the world, but yet God is the true and only owner. Tell me one that called the elements forth. He separated the day from the night. When he said it's good, it was good. If you take a look at the day, you can see each day as the sun rise in its beauty. Each night, you can see where the moon trade places with the sun. And that you look up at the starry skies, they sit there to decorate the skies. Then look at the word contain and fullness. Fullness is God's richness, that his seeds, his land, and his mines, the coal mines belong to God. The seeds we fish in belong to God. The ground we walk on belong to God. Even the ground we walk on, we pull, our food belongs to God. Nowhere we can run, nowhere we can hide, God is there. Now look at where we dwell. If I lay my head under the roof, God is there. I lay my head under the tent, God is there. If I lay my head under the starry skies, God is there. I go to the deepest of the earth, God is there. If I go to the highest of the earth, God is there. I cannot elude, nor can I evade, nor can I escape God, because he is the creator of it all. Let's look closely here at the second verse. The Lord owns the world because it is his work. His work described is founding upon the seas and establishing it upon the rivers. If we look at that word upon, is used twice, where God has established the earth above the seas and the floods, causing it to appear and making it fit for habitation of man. Hence his right of property in the earth and all that dwells in it. Though assists his providential care. Now let's look at the word providential care. It's considered grace because God has given it, whereas it's undeserved, but yet he extends this common grace, not to get confused with efficacious grace or effectual grace or saving grace, but it's common grace he gives to all mankind. Now look closely here at providential care. It says, when you look at the sunshine and rain, Matthew 5, 44 through 48. Look at the seasons, Genesis 8 and 22. God sustained life, Psalm 145, 15 through 7, and God upholds his creation, John 1, 1 through 5. The world exists because the Lord is, and he remains sovereign. No one else could have done such a marvelous feat but God. No one else can have spoke spinning worlds to existence but God. No one else can sustain the mighty pillars of the universe but God. You ask me the question, why do you celebrate the Creator? Not only because he is the owner, because he is holy. Verse 3 asks two questions. Who may ascend and who may stand? These are the ones who seek the presence of the owner of the world. The hill of the Lord is Mount Zion, on which the temple stands. It is the holy, it's the holy because the Lord chooses the place where the presence of the owner would be. We can't go before God with an attitude. We can't go before God with all types of disposition. We must go before him holy, respectful, and humbly. If you go in with high, with your chest puffed out, think you know it all, you will miss who God really is. Now, it's a great fellowship to be with God. I love fellowshipping with my friends, with my pastor, with my family. But with the fellowship of God, I found that it's enriching. It takes me to another level with him. Yet he keeps me humble. Let's move on to the fourth verse where the answer is given. The Lord expects purity and singleness of heart from all who seeks the presence of God. Matthew 5 and 8 says, it says that the pure in heart shall see God. Purity of hands and heart is a condition of living before God in accordance with his precepts. Clean hands, undefiled and unpolluted. It's not polluted. So therefore, when you say, I lift holy hands, where have your hands been lately? You lifting holy hands, who have you been shaking hands with lately? And then we look at the purity of heart, having the right motives. Everybody say they love you, they don't mean that they love you. They're trying to get to a point to take you out. See, one thing about it, when people see God has elevated you, they want to bring you down. So when it says a purity of heart, what is the condition of your heart? Who has not lived up to his soul in falsehood or deceit? And has not sworn deceitfully a dishonest mind? The parallel construction of this, of falsehood, is vanity and idol. Vanity, one that's sold on themselves. You may think you the best thing since a hot slice of bread, but if you don't know the bread of life, you're already molded. So therefore, you do not have that luxury to say, I am that I am. Only God has that luxury. And then we look at idol, put in the thing that's before God. God has blessed you with that big home on the hill. He'll bless you with that fine car in the driveway, but yet we forget to say, thank you, Lord, for one more day. You didn't have to do it, but yet, through your grace and through your mercy, you allowed me to have these things. There must be a true love to draw near the Father. There must be desire to take off the clothing of worldly things and a joy to don the apparel of godly truth. Yes, you ask me again the reasons why I celebrate the Creator. Not only God is the owner, God is holy, God is sufficient. Verse 5 talks about the promise. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and a righteousness from the God of his salvation. Now look at the word blessing and righteousness. Blessing is a divine gift of provision and support of life. We didn't make it here on our own. Each and every day it's a blessing from the Lord. Each night that we lay down and sleep, he watches over us. Each and every morning he touches us to allow us to go on our daily tasks. That is a provision from God. He didn't have to do it because yet his love for us, he does it anyway. And the blessings should not be taken lightly. Righteousness, the divine gift of acceptance into renewal of relation with God. It's good to be in relation with God. Because if you're not careful, the wrong relationship will take you down the wrong road. But if you with the right relationship with God, and you true with God, and you honest with God, he realized he'd take you much higher than you realize. Yes, yes. The reward for a walk in integrity in the enjoyment of God's presence. The blessing is the status that extends to his loyal servants. God will provide help. He will provide justice and grant ultimate vindication only to those who are faithful to him. Not only that, he will protect his people. A promise of a friend means a lot, but the promise of God is worth a lot. Verse 6 says, this is the confirmation. This is the verse that emphasizes the same point. Not only to come into the holy place of the righteous are truly seeking the presence of the Lord. Question is, who are you seeking? Are you seeking self-satisfaction? Are you seeking God? Are you seeking full of pride? Are you seeking God? Are you seeking the truth, or are you seeking God? We can't go before God any kind of way. We must approach him with the right type of attitude. Not because of our outward constraint, but from the eternal desire to please him. You shouldn't be forced to serve God. You should be forced to praise God. You should be forced to do his will. It should become willingly, willing workers for the Lord. We can do everything else under the sun, but yet sometimes we've missed the mark of serving God. At times we'll find man that's problematic, but God is a promise. We'll find man that is radical, but God is reason. We'll find man that is sly, but God is sovereign. I'm talking about the Creator who stands in the solitude of himself. I'm talking about the Creator who is undefiled and undisputed. I'm talking about the Creator who is unparalleled and unprecedented. I'm talking about the Creator that is unsurpassed and unshakable. Do you know who I'm talking about? To seek him is an expression of sincere desire to live in accordance with God's standards. Genesis 32 and 20, talking about to seek the face of God. Jacob had that opportunity, and when he sought the face of God, he said his life was preserved. My question to you this evening, what are you seeking? What are you turning to? You turn to the family, your family might fail you. You turn to your friends might forget about you. You turn to alcoholic beverages, it might elude you. If you turn to substance abuse, it might slay you. But try who God is. Try turning who God is. We must recognize God is the eternal Father. We must know what God can do because he is the Creator. We must maintain when it comes to knowing of God, which is humility. We must remember where we accepted him, if it's that place. We must know why we praise him, that day of remembrance. We must know how much God loves us because he gave us his son. You want to know why I celebrate the Creator? He is the pathway to peace. You know why I celebrate the Creator? He is the doorway to deliverance. God is everything. He's all in all. Reasons to celebrate the Creator, because God is the owner, God is holy, and God is sufficient. God bless you.